Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith.
Getting beyond our requests to God, that's a key milepost in our journey of understanding unanswered prayer. In this, our final look at a crucial new book, Erwin Lutzer tells us what this is all about. Stay with us. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Why doesn't God answer my prayers? That's the title of Erwin Lutzer's new book, a book we'd like each of our listeners to have. Here again to discuss that book is Pastor Lutzer, along with Pastor Larry McCarthy.
So to all those of you who doubt, honest doubts before God are completely welcomed.
Oh, that's good.
So come to God with your doubts. And what we need to do is to not judge God by circumstances, but believe that he knows best.
Pastor Lutzer, in this chapter, you reference the plague and how people died in the plague and how the way they were dying drew people to truth. Why use that example in this context here?
Well, the reason I use the example is because Cyprian, who wrote about the plague, said that Christianity would never have spread across North Africa were it not for the plagues. When pagans die, and I've done funerals where the person who died was an unbeliever, there is just so much hopelessness. And the Christians died with hope. They knew that there was another world out there, that they were going to experience the presence of God. And Cyprian said, the people saw how differently Christians died, and they said that the Christians carry their dead as if in triumph. Now, in this book, and I want to emphasize again that it's entitled, Why Doesn't God Answer My Prayers? The subtitle, A Biblical Guide to God's Hidden Purposes. We have to move on, Larry, to chapter 8.
Okay.
Chapter 8 is getting beyond our requests to God.
All right, fill in the blanks for me. What does that mean? Or are you saying, I want to, for our listeners, I'm sure some of them are saying, well, wait a minute. Are you saying I'm not supposed to ask God for things and healing and blessings and promotions and a spouse? Am I not supposed to ask for stuff?
We can ask God for anything, and we're invited to.
Yes.
We make our requests known unto God. But notice that the Apostle Paul, when he says that, doesn't go on to say, and you're going to get exactly what you requested. He says, the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your heart and mind. Now, I want to say to all those who are listening, because this could be very transforming. I learned this in my own life. There's a great difference between asking God for something and committing something to God. Because asking means, although we can ask, we're invited to ask, but committing means I'm taking the weight from my shoulders and I'm transferring it to the shoulders of Jesus, about whom it is said that the governments of the world shall be upon his shoulders. So there's a sense in which we get relief when we really commit something to God. But absolutely, what we should do is to make sure that we ask for whatever we want to ask for, but at the same time, we need to leave the results with God.
Amen. That committing it to God, that a sense of relief you can experience because it's now in his hands and I don't have to carry this.
And when it comes back on your shoulders, you again commit it to God. You don't allow it to come back without committing it to God. And within time, there'll be that sense of peace to know that this is not my problem. This is God's problem. Mm-hmm. Now, I want to share with the listeners something that transformed my prayer life. Oftentimes when we pray for our children, we say, oh Lord, give them good grades, give them health, keep them from evil, do this, do that. And I understand that. But I think that what we should pray for our children is Scripture. Now, earlier in a previous discussion, I mentioned that there are some prayers that we should pray for which we do not have to say at the end, "If it be thy will," because we know exactly what God's will is.
Yes.
For example, and I'm doing this from memory, but the Apostle Paul says in Philippians, and I frequently have prayed this for my children, "I pray that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all discernment, that you may approve things that are excellent, that you may be pure and blameless until the day of Christ, being filled with the fruit of righteousness, which is by Jesus Christ, unto the glory and the praise of God."
Amen.
Now, Larry, at the end of that, if you pray that for your children and your grandchildren, you don't have to say, "If it be thy will."
Yes.
Because what you've done, you have moved from the things of this world to what we call kingdom prayers. Now, just to be very personal, this morning, I texted to one of our granddaughters, and I said, "I've prayed this for you." It's Psalm 27, verse 1, where it says, "The Lord is my light, my salvation, and my stronghold." So I wrote to her, and I said, "This is the prayer I prayed for you today." Now, I could have prayed, you know, "Give her strength, give her wisdom, help her," and so forth, and that would have been appropriate. But we need to move beyond simply asking God for things.
Yes.
And worshiping Him and claiming His promises.
Boy, this book is just full of so much practical stuff. If I could go back to Hebrews 11 for a minute, it says the Lord rewards those who diligently seek Him. So if I diligently seek, that's when I get all my stuff?
Well, it depends what all your stuff is.
Yes.
I think that that verse should be taken, and maybe it should be put on our refrigerators, on our desks. Because imagine this, God says, "I reward those who diligently seek me out." Now, I don't know everything that that means, but I do know this. It certainly means a lot more than bringing a bunch of requests to God and expecting Him to answer whatever we ask. It means, and remember the title of this chapter, "Getting Beyond Our Requests to God."
Mm.
What that means, Larry, is that every morning, and I've been doing this for years, the first 5 minutes or so, even before we open the Bible, should be spending time worshiping God, giving Him glory, submitting to Him, and doing all those things, because the Bible speaks about the fact that we should have fellowship with God, and God has fellowship with us.
Yes.
There's a passage of Scripture that often is misinterpreted. It's not just that we have fellowship one with another, but God has fellowship with us. And that's the point that I emphasize in this book in several different ways. And once we do that, we are going to be able to handle the disappointment of unanswered prayer. And while I'm speaking about it, I want to say something else that I emphasize. If you're disappointed with God, tell Him that.
Amen.
You have to just spill out your heart to God. I mean, think of what Asaph says to God in Psalm 77. I mean, he just tells God, "Where are you? In effect, I'm disappointed in you. I can't depend upon you." He just spills out his heart. But at the end of the psalm, he's giving praise to God.
Hmm.
Tell God where you are at spiritually. He can handle it. And so what we have to do is to think in terms of fellowship with God. Now, Larry, we're hurrying here, but chapter 9, which is the last chapter of the book, deals with the question of if God knows what He wants to do and God knows the future, should we bother praying?
Yeah, and I hear that question a lot from people, Pastor. You know, I know you want to get to this, but the reward is not payment. And diligently seeking, God's not paying you because of what you've done. Reward is very different from payment.
Reward really is grace.
Yes, you really highlight that in that chapter in the book. But when we pray to God, we're not informing God of anything.
That's true.
He already knows.
Jesus said this.
Yes.
And then he went on to say, pray this way. So Jesus says, your Father knows what you need, but still pray about it. Mm. And so in this chapter, we invite people to embrace the mystery, the connection between God and his purposes, and yet we play a role. You know what I'd like to do, Larry? Is I would like to pray right now.
Oh, yes. Amen.
And I want to emphasize before I do that at the end of this prayer, you'll be given information as to how this book can be yours. And I really, truly believe it's going to be a blessing to you. It's going to be a blessing to your children and all those whom you know who have experienced deep disappointment with God because he didn't come through the way in which they think he should. Mm. But let's pray. Father, so often we have experienced disappointment with you. We have struggled with our own doubts. We have wondered where you have been during times of distress, during times of illness and accident. We've often wondered whether or not you've guided us when we discover that we are in a situation that is distressful, and we look back over the wrong decisions that we have made.
Yes.
We pray, O Lord God, increase our faith. Help us to remember that we don't have to understand in order to believe mm-hmm. and to trust, and that that kind of faith brings you glory and honor at the time of Jesus Christ. And then, Father, I spill out my heart on behalf of all those who are listening who have never savingly believed on Christ. They've not believed the basic promises that are for everyone, that if they believe, they can be saved. Draw them to yourself right now. Overcome their doubt, their anger, their self-pity, their darkness, and show them the light of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. And we thank you today, Lord, that we don't have to have all of our prayers answered, but we thank you that those are prayers that we know can be answered and will be answered according to your good will and purpose. May all those who are listening right now draw near to God with the promise that you will draw near to us. In Jesus' name, amen.
And amen.
This is your last day to receive your copy of a book entitled, Why Doesn't God Answer My Prayers? Subtitle, A Biblical Guide to God's Hidden Purposes. For your copy, here's what you do. Go to offerrtw.com. That's offerrtw.com. Or pick up the phone and call us at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001.
You can write to us at Running to Win, 1635 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. Pastors Irwin Lutzer and Larry McCarthy wrapping up their discussion of Pastor's new book, Why Doesn't God Answer My Prayers? Pastor Lutzer's new book can be yours as our thank you when you give a gift of any amount. Call us at 1-800-215-5001. Online, go to offerrtw.com. Next time on Running to Win, we open the book of Acts to learn what happens when God is first. Running to Win is a ministry of the Moody Church.